Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Dr. David Snyder, as you know, is our President and General Director here at BIMI, and he recently penned this article, and it has an unusual title. The title is Deoxyribonucleic Acid. And when you hear that, you may wonder, what in the world is that article about? And Dr. Snyder said, it's an extremely long, very hard to pronounce scientific term for DNA. Now, I assure you that I'm no scientist, nor do I know much about DNA. However, when I write this editorial, my wife and I are expecting the soon arrival of additional grandchildren. By the way, they've had two since he penned this article, a granddaughter and then lately a grandson. So we rejoice with them about that. But back to the article. So DNA is something we have been thinking about more than usual. And I'm confident that shortly after our grandchildren are born, there will be discussions about which parent the child favors. Obviously, this is because every child receives DNA from both parents, which passes along hereditary traits from one generation to the next. Now, there's no way that I can explain the biological elements of deoxyribonucleic acid. However, for the sake of this editorial, I will say that DNA is what makes us who we are. It's what links us to our family and allows us to perpetuate those things that are particular to our family from past generations. An AI-powered Google search provided me with this definition. DNA acts as the master instruction manual for a cell residing primarily in the nucleus and directing its growth and function and division. It encodes the information required to build proteins, which are the functional workhorses of the cell. When cells divide, DNA is copied and passed on, ensuring hereditary consistency. Now, if you've listened to me thus far, you're probably wondering about the direction of this editorial. But my goal is to make some applications between DNA and church planting. Every church is a living organism. The Bible says that God has given Jesus to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Living organisms that are healthy reproduce themselves. And this is a fundamental truth that ensures the survival of the different species, and thus healthy churches reproduce churches. The Great Commission was given to local churches, which are made up of individual Christians, and it should be natural for every church to reproduce other churches. And as a church supports missionaries, it's taking part in giving birth to churches around the world. However, the most fulfilling way for a church to reproduce itself is to send someone from their assembly to start churches somewhere outside of their local area. The biblical process takes much prayer and planning and preparation, but it's eternally rewarding. And just as DNA acts as the master instruction manual for a cell, directing its growth and function and division, so the church uses the Bible as its master instruction manual. And I'd invite you to come back tomorrow and listen to the rest of this article penned by Dr. Snyder.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.